This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This edition of the Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. We are looking at a very weak opening as far as the Indian markets are concerned. It was an extremely volatile session as far as Wall Street was concerned yesterday. Along expected lines, the Fed hiked for the fourth successive time the Fed rates, and this was something that market participants were anticipating. However, what came as a slight negative surprise as far as the equity markets were concerned was the hawkish comments from Fed's Powell, indicating that the terminal rate hike is most likely going to be higher than anticipated. When you're talking about the European markets ended on a muted note. However, most of them ended well before, you know, the commentary did come in, and you might see some amount of a reaction there post-market openings today. US markets, after the initial spike up post the rate hike, saw significant sell-off and ended well below session highs. In fact, most of the US indices ended between 1.5% to 3.5% lower. When you're talking about some of the cues, crude oil prices continues to rise higher. Both Brent as well as WTI futures ended yesterday's session over 1% higher. And when you're talking about some of the key events and results to keep an eye out for in today's trading session for the Indian markets, remember the RBI commentary is expected to come in on the meeting to answer on why RBI and, you know, the rate hikes taken have been unable to meet inflation or unable to target inflation on a very positive note. And when you're talking about some of the key results to keep an eye out for, HDFC, Adani Enterprises, Hero Motor, HPCL and SRF are some of the companies that will be declaring their results today. Remember, Indian markets yesterday snapped a four-day rally, and when you're talking about the Asian markets today, most of them trading with significant cuts, SGX 50 indicating a deep gap down opening as far as Indian markets are concerned.